Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Dublin's FM4, it's the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and in studio is the man that makes our Sunday nights, Dermot Bannon. Room to improve is back. We're halfway through the season. Why is there only four? Why isn't there 10?
Because the four nearly kill me.
Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah, you're travelling all around the country, sweating.
So you want me to do seven, do you?
There used to be more episodes in the season.
There used to be, yeah. The way we used to do it years ago, we used to have a season out in January,
yeah,
and then the next season would be out September, so 18 months. We used to kind of split between September and January, but we've decided now, RTÉ have asked us any chance we could make them in all for January. So we're now making them for 2024.
Oh, okay.
So four episodes every year in January as opposed to six episodes every 18 months. Some of the, say that the Tullamore and the one in Lucan, like they were all filmed during COVID, but like we don't want to show, nobody wants to see a mask on TV again.
No, definitely not.
It's hard enough watching because I know when you, there's a little secret in TV, but I know the whole 2 meter distancing, you know, when people walk behind somebody by two, it's so awkward looking. Yeah. I can spot it in my laugh because you literally have somebody shouting 2 meters behind you when you're walking into a house, and then we have to reshoot it if I went 1.9 meters away from somebody. What I love about Room to Improve is are the people, and you get to spend, I know we're kind of talking about the length of time it takes to make a program, but actually that length of time means that you get to know them very well. So if you've been with somebody for a year and kind of, you know, hanging out, because people will do interviews at different times, and sometimes you're just sitting out in the wall with them for half an hour. You get to know them very, very well. So not being able to spend time with people or not being able to go for lunch, like that was because that's the only bit of joy you have in it. Like our filming days are really long, and you often see there's lights and it's in the dark and all of that. So the bit I loved was going for lunch with everybody, and that all kind of ended during COVID, but we're back to that now.
And do you still get texts from previous houses?
And I get texts from
anybody? No. Leave me alone.
No comment.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I do. And actually, I get texts during the show from previous homeowners, like they're watching the new episodes and that they're loving it. And so, no, there's about 10 or 15 of them who text me all the time, and I text them back because we're actually really good friends.
Cool.
And I send a Christmas card to nearly every one of them.
Oh, that's so nice.
Lovely. Yeah. I'm the only person left who sends Christmas cards under the age of 90.
There is a house that is over by, I think it's the far side of Clontarf. There were two ladies, they were getting married, and you moved the kitchen upstairs.
It was in Baldoyle. Yes.
It was at Baldoyle.
Oh, yeah.
Beside the sea.
That was Melanitha. Amazing, that house. Yeah.
Every time I drive past that house, I'm like, that's one of Dermot's.
Yeah, they're all over the city now, isn't it? We should put a, I was going to say a red dot, but I can't, that's another show.
Sometimes you get a bit disappointed if they're really nice. Like last week, they were both really nice. It's like the standout ones are like, you're a 0 out of 10, Dermot. It's like, brilliant.
She texts me all the time.
I know.
And she texts me at the end, oh, you did better than me on that one, didn't you? She says, I would have given you 0 for that. But in jest, in jest. And a Katie, who you're talking about from Tipperary, we get on really, really well now. And she's one of the nicest people. She's just, you know, sometimes when people are a bit of crack, they can come across. Some people love it and some people, I can well handle it. And she's great.
I love last week's episode with the lady who asked the question. Sorry, you asked her a question and she went, nope. And then there was a 5 second gap and I was going, what's he going to say? And I could see you retreating. But me and you saw something completely different in that show.
Yeah, because I was thinking, she wants a window. Like, that's fair enough. She doesn't want the wall. She wants the window. It's grand.
I was seeing it from your side.
Yeah, you saw something.
Yeah. He's disgusted.
You saw
he's sitting right beside
you're
him.
You're wrong.
This is actually strange.
You're wrong, Jim.
Your Honor.
Give her the window.
Yeah. But, okay, the complex reason, I wanted that that building to feel a little bit more solid, and the window was actually making it all a little bit fluid, and this is all very architectural, but there was a reason behind it. And she was kind of, she was obsessed with being able to see every inch of the garden, and all you have to do is move your head slightly 2 inches left and you see the rest of it, like, and but it was falling
so
on deaf ears.
We never get to see your vision, because there's been loads of times where I think, what's he doing that for? And then at the end I go, oh, I see, okay, yeah. I get it now.
Where do you find the houses that they go to see when you want to, I'm going to say force them, when you want to make them see your idea? Some of these houses are beautiful.
Yes. Well, I know them all. Being in the industry, I'm aware of what architects are doing. And like, nobody designs anything in isolation, right? Nobody reinvents the wheel. So every time I start into a project, I start by doing loads of research, and you start by finding buildings that are very similar. Not that you're even trying to emulate it, you just want to be inspired. And so I kind of know where all the good buildings are in Ireland. And the next thing is then persuading them to let us in, because they're all homes. It's much easier to get into a bank or into a shop, but to go to somebody's house, because they're very private. But they've been very good, and they've allowed us in. So we've an amazing one this weekend. We go up to it's a house I've wanted to get into for a long time.
Now I'm starting, like, sound like a burglar.
I sound like a what? It's up in Clifton in Galway, wow. And basically the whole premise, and this weekend's episode is will I talk? No.
You're allowed to say, yeah.
Well, no
spoilers.
We're gossiping about the old episodes. I'm enjoying this. This is like going to the pub on a Friday. Do you remember that one? But this week it was up, and it was a really special house. And basically the premise of it, it's such a sensitive site on the edge of the sea in Clifton. Yeah. And they wanted the house to kind of to blend in and not be this big kind of pimple on the edge of the landscape. So they built the house, but then the roof is kind of like, can you imagine if there's up and downs, and you just throw a tablecloth over it and see where it lands. So it kind of almost joins it back to the landscape again. And the house this week is very similar. It's a new build on the side of a hill overlooking a lake. And I think anybody who watched last year's series will remember the couple, because their son and daughter, Hilary and Paul, moved into the house, into Carmen and Hugh's house. And then Carmen and Hugh were building up the hill. And I never saw so many tweets after it about whatever happened to poor Carmel and Hugh. I think, you know, did they just, the poor forgotten Carmel and Hugh, nothing's ever, this is their house. So this week is the second
the
part
sequel.
Of last, the sequel, yeah.
Wow, he's doing sequels.
From the cliffhanger of whatever happened to Carmel and Hugh, they're fine. But because it was a new build, we had a lot of trouble getting planning with it, because you could see it from the other side of the lake.
Okay.
So our roof is the key element of it, and how that tied it into the ground. And it's a really weird roof. It's
the
really cool.
That's all I'm thinking of.
No,
the Teletubbies.
No.
Green roof.
Slicker than that. Slicker than that.
New
what? Grade. What? Yeah, we'll go with new grade.
I have to ask you. There's a lot of people. So I don't know if you noticed on your way in, the building at the end, the road here, right beside where we are, is the Exo building. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think of? Because a lot of people who work here, they think it's terrible, right? They think it's.
Why do they think it's terrible?
They just think it's dreary.
In what way? Well, I suppose.
I'm wondering what you think. It's like, I don't mind it.
I like it, and I like the blue, and I like the. I suppose what I like about it is anybody who's driving over the East Link will know the building. It's the blue building.
Yeah.
What I love is that you can see the structure.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of modern kind of office blocks, and they're just a glass wall on the outside. And what I love is you can see how that building is made and how that building is held up. So what they've done is they've taken all the structure and then they've painted it blue. And I like the height of it, because it's kind of like a gateway. So you've got, I don't know the name of the building on the other side, Brewdog is on the ground floor. You know, the red
building. The ones that's just across from there.
So we can see it. We're looking at
it. Beside indeed.
But the two of them are like kind of two, it's like two pillars.
Yes,
either side
never
of the gate
thought of it like that.
As you're coming up to Liffey, because that is the entrance to Dublin.
Because that's like the customs house used to have, the original plan was to have two custom mirrors.
Either side, because that was the gateway to Dublin, was at the customs house.
Because
you kind of arrived
down.
At the gate, which was the customs house. That's where you cleared all your business. That's why it's called the customs house. You cleared all your goods. But now, because Dublin has kind of expanded down here, that's the new gateway to the city.
So what do you think? It's getting like Madrid down here.
Do you think?
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Wow.
There's an area.
They're
bus
all eating tapas outside.
We
had
Formula 1 over the weekend down here.
I mean, architecture. Yeah.
I think it's very exciting down around here now. Because, it's funny, when they were all being built, you could see the old buildings kind of sandwiched in between the new buildings. But now the levels are kind of coming up. But it's lovely to see the vibrancy of all the buildings down around here. The Central Bank is a really cool building.
Yeah.
And there's some very, very... there's some really, really amazing buildings down along the... Anybody who's interested in architecture should take a walk down here.
It'll be lovely when it's finished.
Yes. Do you get people coming up to you, like, no matter where you are, asking for your advice, FOC?
Yeah.
How do you work with that? Do you go, oh, here's my email, or do you be nice about it? Because I've often wondered.
If it's only a simple question, I'll answer it, because it's easier than it's easier to answer it there and then than it is to get an email and then have to respond and then over and back and over and back.
Is it like asking a doctor, I've got a spot on my arm, what's that?
A little bit, but you see, it's different. It is kind of, and there is that element to it, but I suppose I'm different in the fact that I'm like, you're on the television, you're like, I'm here publicising a show, telling everybody about it. Like, your job is to get people talking about architecture and talking about building, talking about design. If somebody then comes up to you in the street and asks your opinion, you can't really say no. It's a bit rude. My role in all of this is to try and promote design and all of that. So if somebody has a really nice question, why wouldn't you answer? So it doesn't bother me at all. But like, if it's a big question and they want me to draw a plan, then you get the email address.
Here's my agent.
Yeah.
Well, Room to Improve is on Sunday nights, 9:30. There's two more episodes to go. Yes. I can't wait for the sequel one. It's going
to
be good.
And our last one is a response to the audience. I got a lot of tweets after the last series. Can we have something a bit smaller? Can we have something a bit more relatable? And sometimes that can be a little bit like people just giving out. And I remember I went in to get my hair cut and I said to the guy who cuts my hair, Justin, shout out.
Hey Justin.
I said, Justin, what did you think of last series? Yeah, grand, good, really good, but I'd like something that's a little bit more relatable. I said, that was it. So we went out after the average house in Ireland, which is the 3-bed semi in a housing estate, to see if we could do something really well with that. And the results of that will be on the following Sunday.
Excellent. Okay. We're looking forward to it.
Doesn't come more relatable.
Wait to see my small house.
And everybody on Twitter tweets as they're watching the show.
I love it.
It's a pastime.
I'm stuck in as well.
Yeah. It's a natural thing to do. So, we'll look forward to that. And lots of funny memes last week. And there'll be loads more this week. Dermot Bannon, it's great to talk to you again.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck. Okay, so let's have a gander. So it's very, very cold again. I think after today, it shouldn't be as cold. We're talking the 1 degree. The hats from down the back of the... You might find it down the back of the hall, you know. Somewhere down the back of your cupboard, you know. That warm hat you keep for really cold days. You'll still need it today. But I'm looking at a picture. There's a picture of Maura Higgins. I actually didn't even recognise her. And she looks fantastic. And she's on a beach in Mexico. And she's wearing a straw hat and it looks really warm there and the beach looks amazing. And I'm very jealous, Maura. That's all I'm going to say. Apparently she met Jamie Dornan recently and she... Well, I can't even repeat what she said. She really likes Jamie Dornan. Let's put it that way. Looking around, very sad news about Argos. Our thoughts for anybody who's listening who works there or knows people who work there. And I have a family member who was working there part-time and everything, so it's very sad news. Argos has closed all of its Irish stores, a move that will see hundreds of jobs axed. The retailer will start to close some of its branches in March, with the rest closing in June. I suppose the premises will be very expensive. Is that the reasoning behind it? I don't know. The company has a current workforce of 580 people in 34 stores across the country. Staff were told yesterday morning, Argos said it arrived at the decision to leave Ireland following a long period of careful consideration and a thorough review of its businesses here. So sad news for everybody involved there. In lighter news, there's a picture of Spike. Spike is the oldest dog in the world. He's got an award, he's got sent a certificate. He's a little chihuahua. And he set a new record for being the world's oldest living dog. He's 23, which in human years is 161. So well done, little Spike. His longevity is put down to a daily routine of walking at 7 a.m, eating sausage and having cheese for dinner, and having Doritos as a treat. What a life, Spike. A walk, a sausage, a bit of cheese. There's a dog's life. It's fantastic. Also making the news this morning, Alec Baldwin, it looks like he will face 5 years or potentially for that accidental shooting on the set of a movie. Alec Baldwin could be jailed for up to 5 years if guilty of involuntary manslaughter charges. US prosecutors yesterday confirmed the actor will face court over the fatal shooting of Hylena Hutchins on the set of the Western Rust, and I thought that that had sort of, he'd been cleared of that, but obviously not. And if you would like to get in touch with the Strawberry Alarm Clock for any reason at all, somebody's already got in touch and said, hey Jim, can you give us that golf prank from yesterday? That'll be in the podcast from yesterday if you want to go and get it on f104.e or wherever you get your podcasts. And somebody else, okay. So somebody else has sent in a message. Hi lads, could you please wish my happy birthday to Tig at 7:45 a.m. in Clondalkin. He turns 11 tomorrow. Now I'd love to do that, but I won't remember that. So listeners, at around 7:43, will you shoot me a WhatsApp and say don't forget about Tig? I will pin Tig to the top of the list of messages, and I will do my best to try and remember it. And that texter, you've already texted me this week, like on Tuesday, saying when you say hello to him on Friday. I'll do my best, right? But I need the listeners to help me. So let's all not forget about Tig at 7:45. He's 11. Come on. It's not every day you're 11. It's only half an hour away. I want to make sure that Tig gets his message. Yeah?
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. See epmooney.ie.
So, Elijah Houston, he's the lead singer from Inhaler, has admitted that it's a hard time for them to make their second album Syndrome, because the first album, of course, was number one in the UK.
Apparently, they're going to try and change themselves.
Right, okay.
You know, try and go into a different sort of world. They want every different album to be different.
Well, yes, all the best bands do that.
Speaking of rock stars.
Well, I want to tell you something. Because I was listening to a podcast with the Da. I know they don't like the... it was a very funny story. Bono said that Ali said, will you get him off the video games? So this is when he was, you know, he was a little bit... he was 14, 15. So he sat down beside him and he's playing... World of War, you know,
yeah.
Special Ops or whatever. And he's just, and he's going, how's it going? He's going, yeah, good. And Bono says, you're really good at that. You know, if you spent more time playing video games, you'd be the best. When you're 21, you'd be the best video game, and girls would love that. And he said, by the way, you're really good at guitar. And he said, it's the only bit of advice he ever took. He said, oh, yeah, I think I'll give up video games and stick to the guitar. Yeah. Or just have a little bit less.
It must be weird, though, having your
reverse
dad being
psychology.
Bono.
Yeah, it was working. The girls really love if you're brilliant at a special op. Oh, yeah.
I'm on my way.
Go on, what were you going to say?
So, speaking of rock stars, I woke up tonight. Rosa Madre. It's in Temple Bar. Gorgeous restaurant.
Yeah.
Who was there last night? Only Mr. Dave.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bro.
You were there?
He was there last night. No, I saw it on Instagram.
Okay, right.
He posted it up on Instagram last night. And another fella from Foo Fighters, can't think of your man's name. Is it Damien, maybe?
Right.
Anyway, two people. So would that make you question what's going on? Why are they over here?
What are the Foos doing in Dublin? Does anyone know?
Nate Mendel, I apologise. So Dave Grohl and Nate Mendel. From Foo Fighters were in Ross and Madra
filming something? Now I'm thinking they're in one of the studios, Windmill Lane or somewhere, and they're recording something.
Do you think maybe they're scoping out Ireland?
Maybe.
Slane?
They could be over to do deals. They've done Slane before.
You know? Be cool.
Sam Smith has revealed that they still get starstruck over pop divas like Rihanna and Madonna. They were talking to Jimmy Fallon about it. That he still gets starstruck.
I do, with the pop divas.
Really?
Yeah, like if I see Rihanna or Madonna, I fall to the floor.
Still, really, to this day?
Oh my God, of course.
I read somewhere, by the way, that Lady Gaga once got you in a little trouble.
Yeah, I skipped school to see her Monster Ball tour. And I forged a letter from my dad. And then I got put in detention for like a week afterwards. It was crazy.
You got busted.
I was a bad liar.
Does Gaga know she got you in trouble?
I don't think she knows this, but it was so worth it.
So great news for the Irish, right? The Banshees of Ed Sheeran has got 10 nominations at the BAFTAs.
So good.
And I was kind of getting a bit annoyed that nobody was giving anything to Kerry Condon. Have you seen it yet?
I'm going to watch it this weekend.
You'll fall in love with Kerry Condon. She's just fantastic. She plays Colin Farrell's sister. And she's just brilliant in it. They're all excellent. But I think anyone who's seen it will say, she was just fantastic. They all were. Barry Keoghan, the whole lot of them were incredible. So she has been nominated for Best Supporting Actress. And the leading actor, right? We've got three boys in a group of six here. Colin Farrell, Daryl McCormack, and what's his face from Paul Mescal. They're all nominated.
It's going to be an unreal Irish outing for the BAFTAs. There's a blog called Extravision, kind of like Extravision that you used to go into.
Yeah.
And your man said, and I can't think of his name, but he said that Kerry Condon starred in Intermission and Colin Farrell decked her in Intermission.
I was just mentioning that. I was telling Nobby that earlier in the week. Yeah.
Wild.
That's the scene. Yeah, they've worked together before 20 years ago.
Wow.
Just a little tiny scene. And Becky Hill is back on the campaign trail to win the Brit Award. Last year, she unashamedly wanted fans to vote 10 times a day, every day for 2 weeks. And she wants them to do the same this year.
Well, we're here again. Incredibly, I've been nominated for Best Dance Act and I would love to do it all over again, but I need your help. You can vote 10 times a day, every day on TikTok. So I'm going to need you to tell your mum, your dad, your brother, your sister, your cousins, your nan and your dog to jump onto TikTok and help me win by voting 10 times a day.
Oh, my God.
Desperado.
She really wants it, doesn't she? Oh, yeah. Okay, the Becky Hill fans will do it.
Welcome to Dermo the Architect. Can I fix it? Yes, I can.
Dermo the Architect, can he fix it? Dermo the Architect, yes he can.
This is my award-winning phone-in show where I give my vision for your gaffes. Let's go to the phones now. Patrick in Cabinteely, what's your question?
Hello, Dermo. I'm a big fan of you and all your scarves.
My scarves?
Yeah, I love all the show and all and the big hat you wear and all that, you know?
Yeah, have you a question for me, Patrick?
Yeah, what should I do with my house out here in Cabinteely?
Patrick, I think you should rip the back out of it and just lash in loads of glass and I think you'll be sorted then.
Rip out the back, lash in the glass. Nice one, thanks, Dermot.
Not at all. Next question, it's Tarquin and Dawkey. Hello.
Hi, Dermot.
Hi, Tarquin.
We're on the Torca Road in a gracious double-fronted detached period residence.
I'm thrilled for you.
And I was just wondering, how can we make it even more posh?
I suppose, would you ever think of ripping out the back and lashing in loads of glass?
Interesting.
Yeah. It's not rocket science.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Good luck with that, Tarquin.
Thank you.
Doris, go ahead in Darndale.
How are you, Dermo?
Hey, Doris.
I'm living in a bedstead the size of a postage stamp. And, do you think I'd be able to fit an island into my kitchen, eh?
Would you put a hot tub in?
Snowboard, a hot tub.
But, like, for, you know, it could double up as a sink, it could double up as a bath, you could store stuff in it when you're not using it. Hot tubs are brilliant. Have you got enough space for a hot tub?
I can barely stick my foot in the room, to be honest with you.
Oh, so you can't have a hot tub.
I do want an island, though. Will you give us an island, please? Give us an island.
I wouldn't do an island. I would do a hot tub.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Doris.
Thanks.
Declan, good morning.
Hello, Dermot. We be the Big Friendly Builder, the BFB.
The which?
The Big Friendly Builder. The BFB.
The BFB. Have you a question for me, Declan?
Yeah, I'd not be shouting and making a fuddly wuss all the times, and I seen your homie Proven Mental show, and I'd be wondering if we could get on the show, because I really like your window bobbing the skirty boards.
Can you do glass?
We can do a bit of glass.
Can you knock down walls in the back?
Should we rip out the back and put in a load of glass?
Lash in a load of glass. If you can do that, you're on.
Thanks, Dermo.
Not at all, Declan. Barbara,
love
Bubbles.
You.
Love you too. Barbara. You on line 5, Barbara? Bubbles?
Barbara
Bubbles?
Barbara.
You're Barbara,
Hello.
Jim.
Hello. Hello, is that Dermot? I seen you in the bubble bath there in one of your showers.
And?
And I was wondering, like, what kind of...
A bubble bath?
What kind of bubble bath do you like? When you're going around, bubble all around you.
Oh, I love lavender, Barbara. What do you like?
I like the one, you know, the pears. You know, the old school one, the pears.
Oh, the soap?
Yeah, they had to do a nice bubble bath there.
Have you ever had a bath bomb?
No. If you're ever in the area, you should call in.
And I'll do a bath bomb for you.
We can talk about knocking out the back and putting in some glass, you know what I mean?
Lashing in some glass. Thank you, Barbara.
Next caller, Dermot.
Next caller, please. Line 6.
Hello, Dermot. It's the DOG here calling from Donegal.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Dermot, you'll never guess what happened to me the other night.
Did the toilet block up?
I was sleepwalking down my hall when I realised we forgot to put an ensuite into it.
Into the hall?
Aye.
Daniel, there is a toilet in the hall.
Dermot, now, I'm in my house right now, and I can guarantee you that there's neither a toilet in my hall, nor in my kitchen, nor in my sitting room. And they were definitely on the original plan.
Daniel, they are there. Daniel, where are you standing now?
Now, Dermot...
Where are you standing, Daniel? Where are you standing?
I'm standing in the hall here,
Now,
Dermot.
Turn around.
Okay, like I do on stage.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Now, see in the bottom left-hand corner of the hall?
Yes.
There's a plant.
Right.
What's behind the plant?
Oh, it's a Jack's.
There you
go. Oh, great. Thanks very much. Oh, Dermot, you know I'm very fond of you. Are you still coming up to us for the Stetsons and Stilettos party next month?
I have my stilettos shiny.
Beautiful. We really miss you up here, Dermot. You added a real spark to proceedings because it can get very lonely up here, as you know.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Dermot.
Bye-bye.
I'll have the candles lit.
Dermo the architect, can he fix it?
Dermo
the architect, yes he can.
10 questions,
60 seconds,
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram
with MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance, going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
Plenty of tens coming in during the week on the WhatsApps after the event, but people on the air have not scored a 10. The highest we've got so far is an 8. Brian, good morning to you.
How's things?
Things are good, Brian. How are things with you?
Not too bad. It's Friday, so...
Yeah, you're off to work.
Nearly there now, yeah.
What time will you finish up?
About 3, hopefully, if everything goes to plan.
Right, yeah, it's okay. It's finished with 3 on a Friday.
Get on the M50 just before it gets crazy, as per usual on a Friday.
Oh, 2.5 hours last night, so I don't want to talk about that road now.
Okay, 2.5. All right, we have 10 questions. Get them all right, Brian. We'll give you €1,000. That'll make your Friday even better.
Oh, that'd be brilliant, Barry, yeah.
Do you fancy your chances?
I did before I answered the phone.
Yeah, look, come on now. You sound confident. That's why I'm asking you. You sound like you got it. You've got this. Come on now, Brian.
I've got a solid 7 in me anyway, put it that way.
A solid 7. Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What game uses the term slam dunk and double dribble?
Basketball.
What two colours are in the flag of China?
Red and yellow.
Spell the word 40.
F-O-R-T-Y.
What TV show featured Scarlett Moffat watching telly with her parents?
Toggle box.
What primary colour would you add to yellow to make orange?
Red.
What Irish film has received 10 BAFTA nominations?
The Banshees of Inisherin.
Who is the lead singer of Maroon 5?
What's his name? the tattoos.
I'll keep going. Who was the Wimbledon ladies singles champion last summer?
Serena Williams.
In what year did Instagram first launch? 2010 or 2011?
2010.
And who co-wrote and co-directed The Office with Ricky Gervais?
Steve Merchant.
Oh, man. You had a brilliant start, Brian.
Maroon 5 hit me now, yeah. And I can't think of his name. I'm going to kill him if I ever see him.
We all feel like that about Maroon 5, especially when they're in the Super Bowl. No, we don't.
Of course not.
He's a fantastic performer. I'll give you his initials. A...
Adam L. something, yeah. Adam Devine. Adam Levine.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't think I got the Wimbledon right either, did I?
No, you didn't get that right.
Yeah.
So we go through. So it was,
you got the first one wrong. So slam dunk and double dribble is chess.
No, sorry. That is right.
Sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
No. That was a question, and I realized we already had a question about chess a couple of days ago.
Oh, okay.
So I changed, but I left the answer in. So no, it's basketball. Double dribble, and slam dunk, and chess.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, I don't play chess.
In red and yellow. Was right. 40. It was right. Yeah, goggle box. The Banshees of Inisherin, yeah. Adam Levine, and 2010 was right, and Stephen Merchant was right. You got 8 today, man. You're better than your 7.
I said a solid 7. At least I joined the club at 8 this year so far.
We're going off to double dribble now, so it's all good.
Yeah, well, let me know how you get on with that, yeah? Thanks, man.
Checkmate. All right, man. Have a good one.
Cheers.
There we go. I'm going to say slam dunk instead of checkmate for now. Slam dunk. Okay, cool. It is the strawberry alarm clock.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
So, just to start off, Kim Kardashian has bought a necklace once owned by the late Princess Diana.
I don't mean to laugh, but on Twitter, people have started to post the photograph, right?
Yeah.
And then Kim Kardashian has bought the spire. Kim Kardashian has bought Linda Martin's dress.
Well, she wore Marilyn Monroe's dress. She only borrowed that. Now she has... Now, you see, this is the thing. If I was Kim Kardashian, I don't know if I'd be talking about my purchases in the jewellery department, especially since she was held at gunpoint for her jewellery.
Yeah. But they love showing off their wealth.
I know, but like, would it not put you off... Would you not just be wearing something that wasn't valuable at all after that?
Something from Pennies.
It's worth 180 grand. Like, where's she going to wear it?
I don't know. That's probably part of some episode that they're going to be doing.
Probably, yeah. So Jennifer Coolidge is... What's happened here? She's on TikTok, is it?
So she's got her first TikTok account and she posted it 7 hours ago. It's got 1.5 million views in 7 hours. But listen to the person at the end of this clip.
Hi. This is my first TikTok, and I was trying to think of something cool to do, and I think I'm just going to do a poem that I like. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block.
I like that. I really, really like that.
So it's real Jennifer, is it?
Jennifer Lopez behind her.
These gays are trying to murder me.
Why is she getting, like, she's just gone through the roof. She's become so popular.
Ariana Grande, that's what she says. Ariana Grande liked her from that movie, what was it called, American Pie?
And
got her in a music video. And ever since then.
She's been in some good TV shows as well, so.
She's great.
Right, so the UK premiere of Steven Spielberg's new film, The Fabelmans, was in London last night. It's Spielberg's most personal film to date. And he tells his own family story, and it's already won awards, including Best Picture and Best Director at the Golden Globes. Despite his legendary career, Steven tells us there were still things he wanted to achieve.
There's always something left to achieve, isn't there? I mean, I've never run out of things that I'd like to excel at or be better at or stories to explore. But The Fabelmans is, for me, the most personal story that I've ever attempted to talk about and to show you.
So he's talking about his parents, and he's talking about their in this movie, he's talking about their divorce when he was a little fella.
I got to see it already.
Okay, was it good?
So it is. If you like Banshees of Inisherin, I think you're going to like this.
Okay.
Nothing happens in it, but loads happens. Loads does that happen. Make sense?
Well, the famous scene where he's a young fella and he gets, get the F out of my office.
That scene is incredible. Michelle Williams, who plays his ma, is just, you're going to bawl your eyes out crying at this.
So he said that he got all his emotions out when he was writing it. But when Michelle Williams and the guy who plays his dad appeared in their outfits, they came up kind of behind him and he turned around and he said it was like looking at his parents and he lost it. It was in bits. He had to like take half an hour. It's like, oh my God.
Do you want to judge it? I've seen it twice because the first time I saw it, I was so upset. I missed out loads of it.
Really?
I'm interviewing Michelle Williams at 2 o'clock today.
Wow.
And I had to go see it a second time. I was so upset after it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's so sad.
Okay.
Happy Friday, everybody.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. And we'll finish with Rylan. Rylan has opened up about his life on this week's High Performance podcast. He talks about the X Factor, winning Big Brother, not wanting to work in TV anymore, and his marriage breakdown. We'd finish on a high.
I didn't know what it was like for the machine to stop working. That cog kept turning. I couldn't understand why I had blown up my seemingly amazing life. The only person who will get you out is you. And if you're not at that point, that's all right. Everyone has got the right, whether you're getting paid £2 or £2 million, to sit there and go, work today. And then I go, do you remember when you would have literally cut your leg off to be in the background? When and if something isn't right, it's about whether you keep letting it slide or whether you take that jump and go, I'm really sorry, but this isn't right for me. My mum, I listened to Gary Barlow and wanting to knock him out. Can't do this, can't put my mum through this. And then week two, something just clicked. This could be my thing.